The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to talk about the COVID inquiry now. So more detail has been announced by government and it is forthcoming. It's going to be announced, the personnel rather, appointed before the return of the Dáil in September. Largely private, the investigation behind closed doors, but there will be limited public hearings as well, apparently. Regina Nolan is with me, who's a member of Care Champions Ireland. Regina, you're welcome to the show. What are you hoping the COVID inquiry will achieve?
Good evening, Kieran. The COVID inquiry is of absolute necessity. And we at Care Champions want to engage with the government. But it's difficult to believe that in 2024, no Taoiseach will actually speak with us. What we're looking for are solutions for reform. And what we have seen across the UK and Europe is other countries taking responsibility and owning their mistakes when it comes to COVID. And that essentially is what we would like to see happen in this country. To date, I think we are still seeing very poor HICA reports, and we know that people are not getting the care that they need. We have made submissions to the Health Committee in relation to the deaths of our members. And what we really would love to see is a human rights-led public inquiry.
So when you say we've seen other countries and other governments and other policymakers around Europe, you know, owning their mistakes, do you fear that that might not happen here?
Well, I think we need to be very transparent, and I would like to see the experience of families, the lived experience of families. I would like to see that experience being listened to by the government, because we don't want others to suffer. Our loved ones have suffered enough, and our members are deeply traumatised by what has happened to our family members and our loved ones.
So the elements that are going to be behind closed doors, I guess we don't know exactly, you know, what will and what won't be. Can you understand why some of it might be done that way? That, you know, that information might be more forthcoming from some people if they didn't think that they were going to be kind of torn apart in the public arena?
Well, we have heard the word witch hunt used, and I think from the perspective of Care Champions, we're not interested in politics, really. What we're interested in is transparency, human rights. What's being proposed presently is deeply upsetting to our members because people are utterly traumatised, and we are 4 years down the road now. We know that our loved ones have suffered neglect and substandard care. A lot of our members' loved ones have died alone. We know that people have felt isolation. And we need to use the information we have. We need to be actively listened to by the government. I don't think there's any threat in people asking questions as to what happened and how we can reform a system that currently is not working and has failed us, substantially has failed us and failed the people that we love.
John McGuinness is with us as well, a Fianna Fáil TD and chair of the Joint Committee on Finance, Public Expenditure and Reform. John, as always, you're welcome to the show. Have you faith that the inquiry, as far as we know how it's going to work, the mechanics of it, that it will kind of satisfy Regina and others, that we will learn lessons? And can you maybe explain the rationale as to why some of it might be behind closed doors and other bits public?
Well, I'd like to believe that it would be a transparent process and that the country would learn lessons, particularly government and the administration of the country. But we have not got a good record in that regard. So I would like to see the inquiry being as public as is possible. I know that there will have to be sessions that will be in private for one reason or another. But in the main, it should be in public, and it should deal with everything from the beginning of COVID right through to the aftermath of COVID. And there are lots of areas, and the Care Champions spokesperson has just mentioned some. But nursing home deaths, for example, the decisions around lockdown, the actions of the HSE or the inactions in terms of hospitals and so on, the vaccine itself, and do we have a concern around that and how it will be handled for the future? And then, of course, there is the unexplained number of deaths to various cancers, that we need to separate out the fact from the fiction. We need to discuss the whole issue of procurement and all of this. And then how will we learn from this and be in a better position should emergencies like this come in the future? But look, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And whatever body is going to undertake the work, they need to have the appropriate powers to compel people and to dig deep into all of the issues that the public are talking about and demanding action on.
What people are afraid of, or certainly what politicians seem to be afraid of in terms of constituting this, John, is that we have a repeat of what we saw in the UK, where everything was kind of relitigated, as it were, in the public domain. Now, maybe there's an argument to do that, and that relitigating it again kind of 2 or 3 years after the fact brings a bit more clarity to it. What's your own view?
Well, I've seen tribunals, the Charlton Tribunal, for example, the most recent one, that got to the nub of the issue and dealt with it. And they were concise, did it in timely fashion, and it didn't cost the state what previous tribunals had cost. So it all depends on what the terms of reference are going to be. And it depends on the makeup of whatever group is going to drive this inquiry. And those terms of reference will tell us everything about the attitude of government. So I think we can learn from the UK and from other parts of Europe, but we definitely need to put this in place. I've been asking for this in the Dáil for a long, long time since COVID. And I think that we cannot allow it to slip. We must answer the questions and we must be prepared to accept where we failed and where we were successful. And then we must deal with the aftermath of COVID.
John McGuinness, Fianna Fáil TD. Regina Nolan, who's the member of the Care Champions Ireland group. Regina and John, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.